Good morning, my dear leaders in action. You are welcome to the podcast Leader Optimizer. Trust you are doing great because I'm doing wonderful. And I'm here with my dear Herman Kakko, the founder of the HNC Group, to talk to you about the builder's mindset, which is our second topic on this podcast. Mr. Herman Kakko, can you tell us a little bit more about that builder's mindset leaders need to have?
Yes, you know, leadership is something incredible, but John Maxwell used to say that it's not about position, but it's about disposition. And the attitude is very important in leadership. The mindset is very important in leadership. You're not elected as a leader. You become a leader, and people see you as a leader. They choose you as a leader. So you don't focus on becoming the leader as a system. What you try and do is to say, oh yeah, you know what? I want to do something incredible. I know that there's a way of doing things. There's some principle. There's some laws. There's some good way of doing things. There's some good behavior, a good right mindset, and try and reach certain level of performance. And just focus on that. You have a dream. You have a vision. And you're working on it. You're working through it. You focus on the vision. You don't even care about being the best. Let's say, for example, Leonardo DiCaprio. Let's say, for example, Pablo Picasso, Michelangelo. Those guys were trying and do the best they can do at the level, in the workshop where they're working, when on the ground, when I'm into action. They don't say, oh, I want to make the news. They don't want to make history. They focus not to be, you know, at the front page of Forbes or Time magazine. They never thought about that. They never even know that this exists. But they want to do something that is, they want to build something. They want to reach some performance that no one had ever reached before. That's what they were struggling, trying to do. And at the end of the day, we can see that they are builders. You know, builders are building. I don't care about what, let's say, the outside guys are thinking about them. They're just the focus in the workshop, on the job, the daily action, and the mindset that they need to have to continue to beat themselves. They beat themselves. They don't try and beat anybody else. And when they keep on doing this with that mindset, at the end of the day, we can see that they're builders. The builders are building. They don't try to be the best, but they're building. And that's a mindset that we need to have if you want to become overnight success, what they call overnight success. They're not just things like overnight success. What we call overnight success is one building working on a daily basis. And, you know, the result is adding up. And at the end of the day, when you try and see what you have built, we see that, he's the best.
What do you think about the expression saying that shoot for the moon, and if you don't reach the moon, you are going to land in the stars?
Yes, sure, that big dream is one of the characteristics of what builders do. They have big dream. If you want to dream, please, dream big. Because by experience, we can see that no matter how big your dream is, you can achieve it. And the challenge is, we never walk at the level of our big dreams. That's why, yes, Les Brown used to say, shoot for the moon, and at least you can catch some stars. Because if, for example, you set for yourself to reach a turnover of $2 billion, and you keep working on that, at the end of the day, maybe you'll be reaching, let's say, $500 million, not billion, 500 million.
Yeah.
So because the effort that we are ready to make is never at the level of what we need to do in order to get the result that you want to get.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they say, and Les Brown advise us to shoot for the moon, to have the biggest dream that we can have, and start to working toward that big dream in order to achieve it. And when it's big, you know that your job is incredible. You never say, I'm done. You keep on doing it. You keep on building it. And that's still very important when it comes to becoming a builder.
What do you think also about people like Muhammad Ali, who always, you know, they were in that mindset that I'm the best.
It's a kind of auto-suggestion, you know. There's something very interesting in suggestion. When you're suggesting to yourself that you're the best, your subconscious registers that you're the best and will help you do that. I mean, it's a kind of psychological job to be my mindset, to tell myself that I'm the best. You know, maybe when Muhammad Ali say I'm the best, he can scare guys, away guys, but he's not talking to the world, he's talking to himself so that he can get ready. Because, you know, the biggest debate that we have and the most important debate that we have is not that discussion that we have with the other guy.
With other people.
It's the inner discussion. Inner debate.
Yes.
And the message that you're sending to yourself is more important than the message that you're sending to the world. That's why you need to beat yourself. You need to build yourself. And when you focus on building yourself, you know, you'll be something better than what the world can expect, the world can wait for, you see.
That's a wonderful introduction to the subject.
Sure.
So tell us about the first point, which is they never do it for money. Tell us about that.
Yes, you know, everybody wants to make money, but you know, we don't need to run after money. Money should run after us. You know, you have better opportunities when you have things that people are looking for, when you create things that people are looking for, when you build thing that people are looking for. You know, it's difficult to make the front page of a major magazine, but when you reach a certain level of success and performance, you will make the front page. You see what I mean? Everybody wants to make the front page, but you don't make the front page because you want to make the front page. You don't earn money because you want to earn money. Yes, we need to love money to make money, but you know what? It's when you're doing things that are valuable to people, attractive to them, when you are opportunities for them, when you have something that they starve for, that they don't want to have, that's when you drain money, you drive money. You have to drive money. And to become a money driver, you don't focus on running after money. Because if you run after money, you won't drive it. Yeah. That's what I mean.
It'll run away.
Exactly. But if you focus on becoming attractive, because Jim Rohn used to say that you don't run after success. Success is something you attract
by becoming attractive.
If you focus on becoming attractive, building things, valuable things that people are looking for, building an organization that can produce, deliver an experience that everybody wants to live, that's when you can drive money. You become a money driver. I mean, it's better to become a money driver than money gainer. You don't run after money. You drive it. How do you drive it? By becoming the best. But how do you become the best? By focusing on building something that people are looking for. The best value for your customers, if you're an entrepreneur. The best value for the community when you're building, let's say, a social entrepreneurship organization.
That's a great stepping stone on the second point.
Sure.
So building, you say that they focus on the architecture.
Exactly.
Can you explain more about that also?
Yes, I think Jim Collins said it well when he said that builders don't focus on their name, their personal branding, the train. They don't focus on, let's say, try and earn money, or let's say try and run after money. What they do is to build something that can produce results. And the architecture is the system. You work on the system. You try and fix it to improve it. It's like you're in a lab working on a subject, a research subject. This is what builders do. They focus on it and say, what can we improve today? What is the next step? They're thinking about the next step. What is going to be the next step after the next step? And they're building it. They're fixing it. Oh, this is not working. Let me fix it. This is okay. Let me improve it. And this is their focus. They don't look outside. Hey, who is looking at me? No. who's watching me. That's not what interests them. What interests them is, yes, I want just to make sure that, yes, everything is okay. And I'm becoming better today than yesterday.
I really love what you are saying, because I'm looking at my first phone, sure. The iPhone 3.
Yeah.
Which moved to the iPhone 4, the 4S, the 5, the 5S. And today we have the iPhone 7.
Exactly.
So I can see the evolution.
Exactly.
In the structure. And all those evolution took time.
Exactly.
To happen.
Exactly.
So can you explain a little bit about, because some people, they think that, for example, it will take a month or two to happen, but they don't know that it takes time.
You know, everybody would like to be on stage, but the real work happens backstage.
Backstage.
It's what's happening backstage, the system that you have backstage that produced the, let's say, the show. The show is real, and it does not even take more than, let's say, 1 hour and a half. But you know what? The job that you do to build a system, to organize, to sort through everything, is the best job, and that's the real job. And that's, you know, that's where builders focus. Like a director of a firm, you never see him in the movie. You know, the director of a movie is not in the movie himself. Sometimes, yes, he can star in the movie. But you know what? Builders are backstage.
Yeah.
And they're doing the work that make the show work.
Yeah.
And they focus on doing the job that will make the show works. If you want, for example, your employees to provide the best service, the best customer experience to your customers, what you focus on is to build the system, the architecture of the system that will help them do that. The value system, you know, the timing, you know, the vision, the teamwork, the team spirit, all those things that you're working on that your customer don't see. That's the backstage work, and that's where builder focus. The focus on that. I know that if they build the system, it's gonna work with them, it's gonna work for them. You're gonna, let's say, deliver the best service, the best value to the customers. And at the end of the day, it's even continue to produce results even if they're not around. And that's very important. You don't focus on making the show, you do the backstage job that can make the show the best show ever.
And we know that that's the most painful way.
Exactly.
And that is going to introduce our third point, which is they don't care about their pain.
Exactly. You know what? When you, there's something, let's say, difficult about leadership. It's like when you're building it, you're jokeable. When people are looking at you, they can say, oh, who is the guy? What a funny guy.
What is he doing?
What's he doing?
They're going to laugh at you.
Exactly. They laugh at you because, you know what? They don't see the result. You know what? You have to focus and say, oh, I won't see the result before the result. You know why? You never see the result before the result. So even if it's painful, you know that it's the price to pay. It's not about you. It's not how it's suffering. It's not how hard it is. It's how hungry you are to reach the result. Because if you try and see there is a reality, and you want to change that reality, what leaders try and do is to change a reality. When they focus on changing the reality, there's some difficulties, that's the troubles that come out, and they need to cope with that. If you want to cope with that, this is painful. If you look at the pain that you're suffering, the pain that you're having,
mm-hmm.
you say, oh, it's no use suffering like that. But if you look at the result that you want to get, and you smile by seeing the result, you know, you don't feel the pain anymore.
Yeah.
And so what builders do is, you know, that it's not about them. It's not about the pain, not about the suffering. It's about celebrating the result when it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to reach the result, you have to feast on that.
You need to focus on the
result. Focus on the result. And celebrate the results, anticipate in celebrating the results. That's how you don't feel the pain again. But if you can figure, oh, I'm suffering. What am I bothering myself? You have to bother yourself.
Yeah.
Why are you bothering yourself? You're bothering yourself because you want to reach a result. And when you take a look at it, you celebrate the results by anticipation, anticipating on that. You say, oh yes, it's worth struggling. It's worth having pain. It's worth suffering for that. It's worth starving for that. You starve for your result. When you start for that and you work on it, you at the end of the day, you reach the result. And you say, oh, I've been suffering because of this. Oh, thank the Lord, I reached it. I'm grateful that I'm here now. Why are you here? Because you have accepted the pain. If you run away from the pain, you never reach the result that you want. Because between the result and you, you have a reality now. Between you and the new reality, there's pain. You need to accept that pain. It's when you accept it that you reach the next level.
That's nice. And like you said, it takes time, and every day we need to work on it.
Exactly.
And the fourth point is they spend their time on the system.
Exactly. When you're building a business or an organization, sometimes yes, you can lose your mind. You start focusing on how people see me, you know, what they think about me,
mm-hmm.
and your personal branding become the focus.
Yeah.
Never do that, because you know what's making you, I mean, a famous guy is not your branding.
Yeah.
It's your result. What's gonna help you produce better results? It's the system, the marketing system, the sales system, the leadership system, the operational system, the admin fin system, the value system. Kind of,
yeah.
You focus on building it, setting the next step, working on that better than anybody else. And when you focus on that, you're gonna be the best guy. There are some billionaires, like this guy from Zara, the Spanish billionaire.
Okay.
He never focused on his own personal branding, because it's not what is important. He work on the system.
Yeah.
Just work on the system. If you work on the system, it's gonna produce
the system. The system is going to make you rich.
Exactly. The system is gonna make you rich. The system is gonna provide, deliver, let's say, the best experience to your customers,
mm-hmm.
to your beneficiaries, to your citizens. And when you work on that and you don't look at what the media is saying, you work on the system, you improve it, you set that dynamic, you will be the best.
You just inspired me something, which is work on the system and the system will take care of you.
Exactly. Work on the system and the system will work your branding.
Work on the system and the system will work for you.
Exactly. Yeah, if the system work for you, you won't need to work again.
Exactly.
So you won't need to work again. So if the system is working, it's okay. But if you focus on it to make it work, then it can help you and deliver the best value to the world. And it's when it delivers the best value to the world that you become, you know, the leaders, the builders.
That's great. And let's talk about the fifth point, which is about investing in your people.
At the end of the day, any organization is a people organization. And it's when they believe in it, and when they live in the values and vision, when they live in it, they know what it's about, that you make the difference. You know, I was talking about with one of my coaches in Cote d'Ivoire last time, and a coach from Guinea Conakry came to Cote d'Ivoire and said, yo, you're going to coach him. He said, are you sure that I'm the guy who's going to coach? Yes, because you're good. When you're good, the next thing is to be useful. So you have now the opportunity to be useful, because, and he can feel it, but he's ready and he can coach other people because of what? Because I have invested in him. Invest time, money, and energy in him so that he can see the difference between who he was before and who he is now. What he can do, okay, before, and what he can do now. And he can see the difference. And now he's in Cote d'Ivoire, I'm in Accra, and he's coaching people there. Why? Because I have invested in him. You never build the business if you're not investing in people so that they can do the job with you. For you, for everybody, for the system, for the organization, for the team. But before you reach that level, having people around you that can do it as if it's yourself doing it, it's when you take time You take money and energy and you pull that, and then you invest that in them. Keep on investing. And when they are ready, they can do the job. And the system is working. It's not around you. The system should not be around you. It should be for everybody, with everybody, by everybody. And when it's for the team, by the team, for the team, oh, you know, it's working without you. You have an organization, you're a builder. When you have built something that is working without you. And that's why you need to, not only to work on the system, to focus on the system, the architecture, focus on the not making money, but be driving money. It's what I mean, that's very important. You have to also to invest in your people, time, money, all everything that you need for them, information, training, improving the skills, anything that you need to do to make sure that they can become the best as you are the best. You know, when you are the best, people look at you and they admire you. But you know what? And if you admire this is nothing, let's say, interesting. The most important thing that you need to do is make sure that you can train, develop other guys as leaders so that they can be admirable. You are admirable, they see that you are admirable, and you make them admirable. And when they are admirable, they will say, oh, I couldn't become who I am today if not, it's not because of him. Why? Because he built me, he invests in me. If you invest in people, they will become what they never thought about becoming. And you have built them, and the result of the system, it's when you spend your time working on that, the result is incredible.
In all what you were saying, you didn't talk about profitability. So it's like they are doing it like they don't care about profitabilities. To be that leader, you need to invest without thinking about profitability. Is that the secret?
Yes, in a word, leaders create value. But how do you create value? You create value by focusing on the architecture. You create value by not caring about your personal pain. You create value by focusing on the system, investing in people. If you do that, your business is gonna become profitable. You know, if you take care of your people, they're gonna take care of the customer, and the customer is gonna take care of your shareholders. Mm-hmm. This is what Richard Branson used to say. So you take care of the people, you focus on the people, you focus on the system to deliver the best customer experience. And when you deliver the best customer experience, now the money can run. But if you are in a hurry for money, mm-hmm. you're looking for money, you won't see it.
Yes.
But if you invest, if your employees become valuable with a valuable system and deliver a valuable customer experience, now the customer will be happy to give you the money and you can share it with your shareholders. And it may take time. That's what most people don't think about. It takes time to build something that is valuable. If you focus on profitability, it's good mm-hmm. to focus on profitability. You're gonna make some profit, but you're gonna lose money too. That's what's different. But if you focus on building the value, at the end of the day, when you try and value the business, we can say, oh, the value is very interesting. But if it's profitability, let's say you can have a turnover of $100 million, okay? And your profit, let's say, is $20 million. That's good. But the other guy who has a business of a value, let's say, turnover of $2 billion, but it's not profitable. Now, which of the business is more valuable?
The first.
Yeah, so now you want to be profitable, but you're not adding value to your people. You want to be profitable, but you're not delivering the best customer experience. That's where you stop selling.
That's not good.
That's where you stop producing.
That's where you stop improving.
That's where you close the door.
Yeah.
And most people surprised to see that they have to close the doors because of what? Because they have spent their time trying to be profitable.
Yes.
Instead of trying to deliver value.
Yes.
If you're like Amazon, Jeff Bezos of Amazon,
yeah,
and you focus on customer experience, delivering the best value to customers, mm-hmm, you become a valuable company and organization. Mm-hmm. That's where the difference is. I'm not saying that you don't have to be profitable, but I'm saying that you have to focus on
bringing value.
Yeah, delivering value. The best customer experience. When you focus on that, you become the best for them, and the cash can keep on coming. If the cash is not keeping coming, the cash will keep on coming when you're delivering the best value. If you're not delivering the best value, it won't happen. And if you focus on profitability, chances are you won't care anymore about what you deliver to customer. You know, you have this scandal of Johnson & Johnson. They have to pay about $417 million, okay, because of that product, the talcum, okay, that is many people have
used.
Yes, they say that it's, you can get a cancer when you use the product, mm-hmm, and they had to pay $417 million because of what? They didn't focus on what they are delivering to the customer. They focus on what? Money, profit, and again profit. I think it's first thing is to make sure that you care about people, you care about planet, and that then you can care about profit. If you care about people, planet, you can get the profit, because it's a question of sustainability. You can get the profit first, and you don't care about people and planet. But if you want to keep on getting profit, you need to care about people, planet, and then if it is sustainable, if you have sustainable system, sustainable leaders and people in a sustainable environment, system, you get the profit. But if it's profit first, it won't be something incredible and valuable. That's what I wanted to point out.
You just inspire me something, which is take care of the universe and the universe will take care of you.
Sure.
So let's talk about the last point now, which is they don't focus on making history.
Exactly. And this is important, because you know sometimes you start your journey of your leadership journey by saying, I want to be the best of the best. And this is noble, but you know, there is nothing noble about being the best. The noble is to be better today than yesterday. It's when you set records and you are able to beat your own records that you can make history. Remember, when they start the journey, builders never focus on making history. They're just doing their job. Look at Jack Ma. Jack Ma say, yes, I wanted to be something valuable, huge, but now I'm fed up. This is huger than me. It's huger than what I, it's even scaring me. It's scaring me, because when you are building, it's incredible. You can reach something that is bigger than you. It can become bigger than what you have imagined.
Mm-hmm.
But you never focus on that. The reality is, you focus on building it, adding the next brick, adding the next value, adding the next system, reaching the next level, and you're working toward that. And at the end of the day, at the end of the journey, overnight, people can discover that, yes, it's incredible. You know that it's incredible. You never know. You never thought about that. You never thought about making history. You just focus on building. And now it's taller than you. That's how it's happened. But if you want to be better than someone else, that's why you can be beat. You're beaten when you try and become better than anyone else. You cannot. You just focus on it. Let's take the example of Usain Bolt. Usain Bolt set a record at Berlin and Beijing. Okay, Olympic and world records. And we can see that since that time, he had not been able to beat himself. And after Rio, the Olympic Games of Rio de Janeiro, he should stop. For me, he should stop. He didn't. Because of what? He wanted to beat the other guys. He have never been able to beat himself. It's not about beating the other guys. It's not about beating Gatlin. It's about beating the record that you have set in Beijing and Berlin. If you can beat that record, then you're a builder. You beat yourself, not the other guys. If you keep on beating yourself, you say that the best competitor that you have is not your competitors. It's you as a competitor. If you compare it to yourself, adding, reaching the next level, beating your own records, that is how you become the real best in your race.
That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing so much value. And we are looking forward to have you share more value on the third topic, which will be about questions you need to ask when you think you are done. Looking forward to have you share a lot of value in the next podcast. Thank you, Herman.
You're welcome, Conay, and see you next.
See you next.